The Second Letter to Timothy, Chapter 4. Preach the Word. In the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by the hope I have of his coming and his kingdom, I urge you to preach the word in season and out of season, reproving, rebuking, or advising, always with patience and providing instruction. For the time is coming when people will no longer endure sound doctrine, but following their passions, they will surround themselves with teachers to please their itching ears, and they will abandon the truth to hear fables. So be prudent, do not mind your labor. Give yourself to your work as an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. As for me, I am already poured out as a libation, and the moment of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, with which the Lord, the just judge, will reward me on that day, and not only me, but all those who have longed for his glorious coming. Final greetings. Do your best to come to me quickly. You must know that Demas has deserted me for the love of this world. He returned to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke remains with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is a useful helper in my work. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. Bring with you the cloak I left at Troas in Carpus's house, and also the scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander, the metal worker, has caused me great harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. Distrust him, for he has been very much opposed to our preaching. At my first hearing in court, no one supported me. All deserted me. May the Lord not hold it against them. But the Lord was at my side, giving me strength to proclaim the word fully and let all the pagans hear it. So I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will save me from all evil, bringing me to his heavenly kingdom. Glory to him for ever and ever. Amen. Greetings to Prisca and Aquila, and to the family of Onesiphorus. Erastus remained in Corinth. I left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Try to come here before the winter. Eubulus, Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters send you greetings. The Lord be with your spirit. May grace be with you all.